So now we're trying to connect back to the top, where we are trying to make sure that, you know, we've spent years improving the cow's health with cow comfort practices. Now it's time to improve the bottom line by helping the dairy purchase things like this that really help the ROI. As soon as the ROI is done in a 2.5 year time frame, now he's just always saving that money every single month on the water. Same thing on fans. And one thing I didn't touch on was we also have the ability with the camera system, with the AI system, is when that pen is empty and there's no cows because they're milking, we can turn the fans off. Now, this is not for every barn, but in a natural vent barn, for example, if there's no benefit to have the fans on while there's no cows, let's shut the fans off and save that 1 hour every time they go to milk. And so it's about a little bit of sustainability and helping the bottom line on less energy usage, less water usage, and better decisions.
Welcome to the Dairy Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest dairy health research digested for you. We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Steel, ventilation, cow cooling, cow-centric design, engineered in Canada by InBarn Solutions.
Welcome to the Dairy Health Black Belt Podcast, brought to you by Wisenetics, the podcast that's committed to bring to you the latest on the dairy industry, technology, and knowledge. I'm your host for today. I'm Luciano Cacheta, and today we'll be talking to Josh Brook from InBarn, and he described to us and talked to us about the new technology, the technology that they are presenting and bringing to the dairy barns. And it's nice to get to host you, to talk to our audience here today. And you work with BarnEye. So what's BarnEye?
Yeah, so just real quick, I'll work for InBarn. And BarnEye is one of the products we provide. And BarnEye is started as a system that helps dairies save on water. And there's many reasons to save water more than just the water itself. And it is also a barn management, automated barn management system. It's kind of in a simple way to put it.
At InBarn Solutions, everything we build starts with a cow-centric design approach, because better cow comfort drives better performance. Our systems are expertly engineered in Canada, combining real-world dairy experience with practical innovation you can trust in the barn. From smarter layouts to data-driven herd insights, we help producers improve efficiency, animal welfare, and overall profitability. InBarn Solutions, engineered in Canada, designed for cows, built for results.
It's very important, and with all the people that hard to get people for the farms, and I think it's a tool that's very useful for the producers. So with that in mind, what are some of the advancements that are being made in cow comfort by using your system?
Today, I would say the dairies have done a good job catching up with strategies. You know, at InBarn, we focus on managing heat stress, or at least that's one of the things we focus on. And now, one of the goals is to also create sustainability for the world, but for the dairy itself, lower costs, make the bottom line better for the dairyman, and so, or the dairy, you know, dairy in general. And so, you know, BarnEye is probably one of the biggest advancements we have, with being able to cut down between 60 to 70% of water, depending on which system we find that's best for the dairy. And then also, there's also new advancements, even just in the upgrading motors, you know, on a farm makes a big difference. The newer motors are more efficient, and, you know, strategies around fans that go in, where they go, maybe, you know, even getting into some of these larger fans that we're getting into now takes less motors to run. So we're trying to meet cow comfort, cow health with efficiency and sustainability these days. That's kind of where we're at, say, as far as in the industry goes.
So that's very interesting, and is a timely topic, right? Like it's starting to get warm for I'm in Minnesota, so it's starting to get warm, but it's probably warm in more places than here. Very timely topic. And you mentioned in your previous response that it would depend a little bit on the system and on the farm landscape, right? So what are some of the elements that are using to optimize your system that you integrate into that farm management?
Sure. Yeah, very simplified way of going over this water management system when we're looking at trying to save water on soaking is we know that soaking is pretty well with soaking and fans is pretty well the best way to cool a cow. But the issue came down to, okay, there's, you know, maybe 20% of the cows at the feed bunk, but all of the soakers are running, and let's say on a 1 minute on and a 5 minute off interval. And so it's using a lot of water, and there could be many reasons that you don't want it to. One, to save on the water, sustainability. Two, you don't want it in, you don't want to have to manage more water in your manure system. That's another big one. Some areas have been, they just don't have anywhere for the groundwater. They don't have, it's too wet all the time, so they don't have anywhere for the extra water to go. So many reasons to manage it. And when you look at our most basic system, we can pretty well stop any. So when the water gets ready to turn on, we can pretty well stop that water where there's not a cow. And that's really the main thing. And then and that's going to save your most water. You're not going to change intervals. All of that's going to stay the same. Then you get into a little bit better version where you're really concentrating on actually cooling the cow better. You're not going to save quite as much water. You may go from a 70% water savings down to a 60 or a 50, but all the water that's being put out on the cow. The difference is you're going from waiting for a 1 minute. The cow is waiting for a 1 minute interval to now when the cow's at the feed bunk, rather than waiting on the next one when she gets there, that water turns on for her pretty well right away, and she gets her own individual timer. So it's a difference of just how you want to manage the barn if you have the water in order to improve the soaking. But either way, you're able to really take advantage of just not throwing water in the ground when it's not doing anything for the cow.
Yeah, that's something that water usage is huge in farms, and being able to control that is very important. And in the beginning, you said like this automated barn management. And it's technology, and we are in the era of AI, and in this case, not being artificial insemination, but now the new AI that's very present in the dairies, which is artificial intelligence. What's the role of AI playing on the system?
Yeah, so we see at a rapid pace that AI is starting to take a role in the dairy industry, and that farms are working with it to make some decisions. And so, but from our perspective, so it starts with the soaking aspect. We can actually, so we have a few different versions. The first two versions don't utilize a camera or AI to operate. The third version is that it utilizes cameras and vision to actually see the cows and water, let those, you know, soaking happen where the cows are and where they're not, really much similar to the second one I described. However, there are a few exciting things we can do just by having the cameras there. And one is helping the farm know about simple things as was a feed delivery late, or was it on, how, you know, is it always on time? The push-up, does it get done every time, or is it late? And there are some other things that we are developing that are coming down the line, such as being able to have an accurate cow count every day, and something as simple as that to potentially, you know, we're also working on lie down times. We're working on how much time are they speeding. This is more group, but how much time are they spending at the feed bunk? How much time are they spending at the drinkers? How much time are they standing? So things that you would want to know that going to help you in your operation and you know, management of the cows in the back of the barn, where, you know, traditionally you spend a lot less time. You're up at the front of the barn and the milking parlor and everything else, and it's pretty natural. But having some eyes in the back of the barn to know what's going on and having some reports to look at daily is would be pretty valuable.
Yeah, no, those are all very important data that people can use. And like, as you said in the very beginning, to help them manage their barn more efficiently. And one question that you probably get all the time, and it's inherent from the dairy producers. It's like, what's the impact of this system in their bottom line?
Yeah. So now we're trying to connect back to the top, where we are trying to make sure that, you know, we've spent years improving the cow's health with cow comfort practices. Now it's time to improve the bottom line by helping the dairy purchase things like this that really help the ROI. As soon as the ROI is done in a 2.5 year time frame, now he's just always saving that money every single month on the water. Same thing on fans. And one thing I didn't touch on was we also have the ability with the camera system, with the AI system, is when that pen is empty and there's no cows because they're milking, we can turn the fans off. Now, this is not for every barn, but in a natural vent barn, for example, if there's no benefit to have the fans on while there's no cows, let's shut the fans off and save that 1 hour every time they go to milk. And so it's about a little bit of sustainability and helping the bottom line on less energy usage, less water usage, and better decisions, so that you can see where you may or may not be hurting, as far as just you. Sometimes you just don't know what you don't know. So information is valuable and adds to the bottom line.
Very nice conversation with you, Josh. Is there any final message you want to share with our audience?
Yeah, I just want to say grateful for being able to take this opportunity to discuss these innovations, and that if anybody's interested in learning more on them and following the topic, you know, inbarn.com is a great resource to start there and follow us from there.
The connections and the ways to reach out to you will also be shared with on the banners and the comments where those this podcast is posted, so people will have a chance to reach out and learn more about your technology. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
This concludes another episode of the Dairy Health Black Belt Podcast, presented to you by Wisenetics. Thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast to stay up to date on future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review. Your feedback is invaluable to us. Until next time, this is Loop Dr. Luciano Cascetta for the Dairy Health Black Belt Podcast. Thank you. Bye.